So conversely, good bodily contact, etc., are called those that ought to be found. And it does not find what ought to be found, thus it is ignorance. Also, it prevents knowing the meaning of collection in the aggregate, the meaning of aggregating in the bases, ayatanas, the meaning of voidness in the elements, the meaning of predominance in the faculties, the meaning of reality in the truths, thus it is ignorance. Now here, the root is made to mean to know. Also, it prevents knowing the meaning of suffering, etc., described in four ways as oppression, etc., thus it is ignorance. Through all the kinds of generations, destinies becoming stations of consciousness and abodes of beings in the endless round of rebirth, it drives beings on. Now, here it is something like acronym. The word avijja is an acronym. Anta virahite samsare sati jawabedi. Now, you take the capital letters. Avijja. Sometimes the commentators are very fond of explaining words in these ways. Thus it is ignorance. Amongst women, men, etc., which are in the ultimate sense non-existence, it hurries on. Paramattha to avijja manesu iti purisadisu javati. So avijja. And amongst the aggregates, etc., which are existent, it does not hurry on. That is, here, vijjamanesu pi khandadisu na javati. I think vi should be in a capital letter. Vi. And then in na, maybe a should be in capital letter. And javati, ja should be capital. So here, you have to, what do you call, transpose, right? Vijja. So you put a at the beginning and it becomes avijja. Thus it is ignorance. Furthermore, it is ignorance because it conceals the physical basis and objects of eye consciousness, etc., and the dependent origination and dependently originated states. So the last one is just the meaning of the word avijja, and I think that is quite enough. The others are just showing off. Avijja. Now we come to the word paccaya, that due to which fruit comes is a condition. So paccaya is defined as that. Due to equals not without that. The meaning is not dispensing with it. So comes, edi, means both arises and occurs. What do you understand by this, arises and occurs? Arises means arises and occurs means continue to exist. Not coming up, not appearing, actually. So, comes both means arises and then exists for some time. So that is what is meant by the word pokka here. The Bali word is pawada. They seem to mean the same thing here in English, right?
Yeah, arise is the same as occur. Yeah. That's not what he means.
No. Arises and then continues to exist, right? Furthermore, the meaning of condition is the meaning of help. So, paccaya means a help. It is ignorance and that it is a condition. Thus, it is ignorance as condition. This is giving the meaning of the Pali word avijja paccaya. Avijja paccaya means ignorance with ignorance as condition. Whence the phrase with ignorance as condition. So, this is the explanation of the word avijja in Pali. The next, they form the forms, and this is the explanation of the word sankhara. And here, sankhara is said to have divisions, and the divisions are given here as what? The three, namely formations of merit, formations of demerit, and formations of the imperturbable. And this is one set of three. And the three, namely the bodily formations, the verbal formations, and the mental formations, the other three, altogether six, are formations with ignorance as condition. So when we see the word sankhara, then we have to understand whether this is sankhara with ignorance as condition, or sankhara given in the text with the word, it's formations with the word sankhara. And all these are simply mundane, profitable, and unprofitable volition. So these all six sankharas mean just the volition, chetana, mundane or supramundane. Mundane, profitable, that means mundane kusala or akusala. But these four, namely the formation consisting of the formed sankata sankhara, the formation consisting of the karma formed abhisankata sankhara, three, the formation consisting in the act of karma forming, formed formed by karma or caused by karma, abhisankara na sankhara, and four, the formation consisting in momentum, that means consisting in engaging or consisting in effort, payoga abhisankara, are the kinds of formations that have come in the text with the word formations. So there are different kinds of formations explained here. That basically there are two kinds of sankharas. The sankhara you find with the word avijjabhasya sankhara. And then the other sankhara is whenever you find the word sankhara, then you have to find out which sankhara is meant. And there are many kinds of sankhara, as sankhata sankhara, abhisankhata sankhara, abhisankharana sankhara, and payoga abhisankhara. Then the one, all states with conditions given in such passages as formations are impermanent are formations consisting of the formed. That means all conditioned things, mental as well as physical. And the two, in the commentaries, material and immaterial states of the three planes generated by karma are called formations consisting of the karma formed. That means those conditioned by karma, those caused by karma, both material and immaterial states. So they are called sankhara in the commentaries. These are also included in the passage, formations are impermanent. When Buddha say formations are impermanent, these are also meant. But there is no instance in the texts where they are found separately. So in the text, in the suttas, they are not mentioned separately. That means there is no instance of the word sankhara meaning them only. When you find sankhara, the word sankhara may mean these things, as well as other conditioned states. And the third is profitable and unprofitable volition of the three planes. It's called the formation consisting in the act of karma forming. That means karma, just the karma. Profitable and unprofitable volition, kusala and akusala chetana. It is found in the text in such passages as, because this man in his ignorance forms the formation of merit, and so on. But it is bodily and mental energy that is called the formation consisting in momentum. This is given in the text in such passages as, the wheel having gone as far as the impetus carried it, stood as though it were fixed. Now, bodily and mental energy, the Pali word virya, always mean mental energy, and this is one of the 52 chetasikas. But here, bodily and mental energy, bodily virya and mental virya. What is bodily virya? The sub-commentary explains that bodily viriya, bodily energy or bodily effort means the mental effort which causes bodily effort. Sometimes mental effort may not cause bodily effort, right? So here bodily effort means actually mental effort, viriya, which causes bodily actions, say, to arise. So there are different kinds of sankharas to be understood. And not only these, but many other kinds of formations are given in the text with the word formation in the way beginning and so on. So whenever you find the word sankhara, you have to be very careful. So in this quotation, the words used are what? Bodily formation, verbal formation, and mental formation. But they are not the same as the bodily formations given in paragraphs, say, 44 and 45. They are different. Now, these six formations mentioned in paragraph 44 and 45, the detail of these six we will find in paragraph 61. And then in paragraph 47, the verbal formation, bodily formation, and mental formation are different than those mentioned in the paragraph 44 and 45. So here in paragraph 47, verbal formation means vitaka and vichara. Bodily formation means breathing. And mental formation means chetasikas. Then the other words are explained, beginning with paragraph 48. The vinyana, nama, rupa, and so on. Now, paragraph 49, and before that, great misery is despair. So please note that the ayasa and upayasa, there are two words in Pali, ayasa and upayasa. Ayasa means misery and upayasa means great misery. Upa means intensified or great. So great misery is despair. Buso, ayaso, upayaso. Buso means great or intensified. I tell you this because we will find a reference to this later on. And there is means generated. And then on page next page, beginning with paragraph 51, or with the paragraph 51, the characteristic and others of each factor are given. So ignorance has the characteristic of unknowing. Its function is to confuse. It is manifested as concealing. Its proximate cause is kankas and so on. And then formations have the characteristic of forming. Their function is to accumulate. They are manifested as volition. Their proximate cause is ignorance and so on. And then there is a footnote, and I think the number 7 should not be there, but it should be somewhere else. I'll tell you later. So consciousness is a characteristic of cognizing. Its function is to go before. It manifests itself as rebirth linking. Its proximate cause is formations, or its proximate cause is the physical basis come object. Mentality, nama, has the characteristic of bending towards the object. Its function is to associate. It is manifested as inseparability of its components. That means nama here means vedana, sanya, and sankhara. So they always arise together. Its proximate cause is consciousness. Materiality rupa has the characteristic of being molested. Its function is to be dispersed. It is manifested as morally indeterminate. So number 7 should be there. And then the footnote. Now, the footnote is the translation of the Tika. But he left out one important sentence. I don't know why. So, the last sentence he left out. Now, here it is said that it is manifested as morally indeterminate. That means its manifestation is, say, morally indeterminate, abhyagata. Now, in Abhidhamma, there are three terms, kusala, akusala, and abhyagata. Kusala means kusala consciousness and cetasikas. Akusala means akusala consciousness and cetasikas. Abhyagata means the remaining, including the rupa and nibbana. So rupa or materiality is one of the indeterminates. So here its manifestation is the indeterminateness. So it manifests itself to the yogis, to the meditators, as indeterminate. It is indeterminate. Now, it is called, in the footnote, it is called indeterminate to distinguish it from mentality, which is profitable, etc., etc., at different times. So, nama is sometimes profitable kusala, sometimes akusala. But rupa is always abhyagata. It is never kusala or akusala. It is always abhyagata. And then, the Tika explains in another way the word indeterminate here. So the word indeterminate, according to Tika, means not cognizing. Not taking object. So not taking object is one kind of indeterminateness of rupa. I tell you this because when you practice meditation and you concentrate on some rupa, and then sometimes you may see that, oh, it does not cognize. So rupa is that which does not cognize. It has no faculty of cognition, something like that. So when you see that way, that means you are seeing rupa with reference to its manifestation. It is very common among yogis to see rupa as that and not as just indeterminate. Because if you have no knowledge of Abhidhamma, you will not know that rupa is abhyagata. But if you practice meditation, you will see that rupa or matter has no ability to cognize. So if you see that way, if you understand in that way, then you are said to be seeing the manifestation of rupa. Or you are seeing the rupa with reference to its manifestation. So this is an important sentence in the Tika. Okay, then next, paragraph 52, the third line, it is twofold as non-theory and wrong theory. Now, non-theory means not understanding, and no theory means not understanding, and wrong theory means wrong understanding. So, ignorance or avijja has two meanings, not understanding or wrongly understanding. If you do not understand at all, that is ignorance. And if you understand it in the wrong way, That is also avijja, I mean ignorance. If you understand impermanent to be permanent, that is also avijja, ignorance. Your understanding is, but your understanding is clouded by moha. So that is also avijja. So there are two aspects of avijja, not knowing or not understanding, and understanding wrongly. And then formations and it is single fold and so on. So now, and then defining of the factors, paragraph 57. So defining of the factors means, you know, how many factors are there in the formula of, you know, dependent origination? There are 12. Then what about sorrow and so on? They are also mentioned in the formula. But they are not taken as separate factor because they are not definite. That means they may or may not arise in a certain realm. For example, in the realm of the Brahmas, there can be no sorrow, lamentation, and so on. So it is not a, how to call that, inevitable result of rebirth. Although there is rebirth as Brahmas, there can be no sorrow and so on. That is why they are not taken as one separate factor. Then detailed exposition. Avijja, ignorance. So ignorance is here according to Sodha and according to Ubhirama. According to Sodha, unknowing about the four instances beginning with suffering, that means ignorance of four noble truths. And according to Ubhirama, four noble truths plus what? The past aggregates, future aggregates, both past and future aggregates, and the paticca-samubbada. And then 60, formations. Now, six mentioned in brief above, thus the three namely formations of merit, etc., and the three namely the bodily formation, etc. But in detail here, the first three formations are 29 volitions. You know the 29. The formation of merit consisting of 13 volitions, counting the 8 sense sphere of profitable volitions that occur in giving, in value, etc., and the 5 fine material profitable volitions that occur in development of meditation. Then the formation of demerit consisting of the 12 unprofitable volitions that occur in killing living things, etc. Then the formation of the imperturbable consisting in the 4 profitable volitions associated with the immaterial sphere, which occur in development of those meditations. You know that. Kusala akusala chetana, right? There are 12 kusala, 12 akusala, and then 8 kama vajra kusala, 5 rupa vajra kusala, and 4 arupa vajra kusala. And then as regards the other three, the bodily formation is bodily volition, the verbal formation is verbal volition, and the mental formation is mental volition. So it is different. This triad is mentioned in order to show that at the moment of the accumulation of the karma, the formations of merit, etc., occur in these three doors of karma. Body, speech, and mind. For the 8 sense we are profitable and 12 unprofitable volitions making 20 are the bodily formation when they occur in the body door and they produce bodily intimation, kusala and akusala. Those same volitions are called the verbal formations when they occur in the speech door, that is through speech, and produce verbal intimation. But volition connected with direct knowledge is not included here. Now, direct knowledge means abhinya. Abhinya volition does not give any results, results in the future. And also, volition connected with agitation. That means volition connected with uddhaccha, the last of the akusala chetas. That also does not give any result You may remember the fifth chapter of the manual of Abhidhamma. There it is said that the Uddhaja volition does not give results at the moment of rebirth, right? Mm. So, also direct knowledge also cannot give results. And then, next paragraph. How can it be known that these formations of ignorance as their condition? And the answer is very, I think it's not so convincing. By the very fact that they exist when ignorance exists. Why are they caused by ignorance? Because when there is ignorance, there are these formations. And then the explanation of these, they are not difficult to understand. So ultimately we come to the 24 conditions. 24 conditions taught in the last book of Abhidhamma. And they are important because we have to understand the dependent origination with reference to these conditions. And only then we will understand it fully. Otherwise our understanding of dependent origination may be not complete. So we always have to understand dependent origination against the background of these 24 conditions. And the commentary or this book explains these conditions together with the dependent origination. So it's very helpful here. But in the manual of Abhidhamma, they are separated. They are not, the dependent origination is not explained with reference to Patthana. Maybe it is too complicated for beginners. But in order to really understand Paticca Samubbara, then we have to understand the Patthana also. So these are the 24 conditions. The first one is what? Root cause condition, Hetu. So there are six roots. Lobha, Dosa, Moha, and then Aloba, Adosa, Amoha. So these six roots are called root cause condition. Now the first, the word Hetu. I mean, the word Hetu is explained. Paragraph 67, second paragraph here. And cause, Hetu is the term for a part of a syllogism. So in the Indian syllogism, there are five parts. And one part is called Hetu there, that is reason. Like I said, there is fire on the mountain. I'm inferring. We do not really see the fire on the mountain, but I see smoke on the mountain. So I say there is fire on the mountain. That is what we call proposition. Then I give you the reason. Because there is smoke on the mountain. So that because there is smoke on the mountain is called Hetu in Indian syllogism. But this is just the meanings of the word Hetu. So the first meaning is the part of syllogism, the second meaning is a reason, and the third meaning is a root. And here the root is taken to mean Hetu. So Hetu condition means root condition, or root cause condition. And that really means the six mental factors which are called roots. Lobha, dosa, moha, and the opposite of these three. And then the word paccaya is explained. So in the explanation, I want you to pay attention to the words another stage, presence or arising, on next page. First, second, third, fourth line. When a state is indispensable to another state's presence or arising, the former is a condition for the latter. But as to characteristic, a condition has the characteristic of assisting. For any given state that assists, the present or arising. Now, the word Pali, the Pali word paccaya can mean producing cause as well as supporting. So here, presence or arising. Presence means supporting, and arising means producing. So the word paccaya can mean producing cause, or just a supportive cause. Sometimes both can be taken for one condition. Sometimes only one can be taken. So, and then 69 is the intention of some other teachers. I think we can skip that. And then object condition and so on. So under the object condition, everything is included. Everything is the object condition. Chetas, chetasikas, rupa, nibbana, all. That is nothing which is not an object of the mind. So everything comes under the head of objects. And then next one is dominance, a predominance condition. Here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7th line. See, it is a full state called zeal, unity of consciousness, energy, and inquiry. Now, you Abhidhamma students will remember that there are four kinds of predominance activities, right? The first is zeal, chanda. The second is consciousness. The third is virya, or energy. And the fourth is inquiry, really means panya. Now, I don't know where he got the words purity of, put between the brackets. Do you agree to that? Purity of consciousness. What about akusala chaita? There can be predominance of akusala chaita. So, they must go. Just consciousness, either pure or impure. Sometimes lobha can predominate, right? So that is predominance. And there are two kinds of predominance. Say, object predominance and cognizance predominance. And then number 73, oh, it's 9 o'clock now, is proximity condition and contiguity condition, two conditions. But they are the same. Just the words are different, or the letters are different, but the meaning is the same. And this condition is like giving opportunity to others. Say, in order for you to sit on this chair, I forget this chair. Something like that. In order for the next consciousness to arise, the previous consciousness must disappear, because there can be one consciousness at a time. So suppose there are a series of consciousness, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. But that means at one moment there is only one consciousness. So when one disappears, two arises. When two disappears, three arises. Three disappears, four arises, and so on. So, one is said to be the condition for the arising of two. And two is said to be the disappearance of two. Is said to be the condition for the arising of three, and so on. So, it is not producing condition. Just supporting or just helping. So in order for that chaita to arise, the previous chaita disappears. So it is giving your seat to other person, something like that. And then some teachers try to find a difference between these two. They, and they say that in paragraph 75, the opinion of certain teachers is that a proximity condition refers to the proximity of aim, fruit, and contiguity condition refers to proximity of time. Now, aim fruit is the wrong translation. Now, the Pali word is atta, and atta could mean a substance or a thing, and here it means a phenomenon, or in Pali a dhamma. So proximity of phenomenon and proximity of time, that means no interval dhammas and no interval time. So when there is no interval dhamma, it is proximity, and when there is no interval time, it is contiguity. That is what the other teachers say. And then that is contradicted by such statements as the profitable consciousness belonging to the base consisting of neither perception nor non-perception in one who emerges from cessation is a condition, as contiguity condition for fruition attainment. So it contradicts this passage from Patthana. You may not understand it. Now, an anagami and arahant can enter into what is called the attainment of cessation. That means temporary suspension of mental activity. So when a person is in that samapatti, in that attainment, then there is no activity of mind. There is only the physical body. But as soon as he emerges from that attainment, the fruition consciousness arises. If he is a non-returner, then non-return fruition consciousness. If he is an arahant, the arahant fruition consciousness arises. Now it is said in this passage that the fourth arupa vachara cheda, which arises before that attainment, is a condition for that fruit consciousness by way of contiguity. But there may be 7 days interval between these two. Because a person can be in that samapatti for 7 days at most if he is a human being. So there is the, what you call, intervening of 7 days time. So that it contradicts with that. Because here, according to them, there should be no intervening of time between the conditioning and the conditioned. But in this case, there is long time. If it is a Brahma, it may be years between the fourth arupa vachara consciousness and the fruit consciousness. So it is untenable, and so it is contradicted. And then there is some more, say, arguments, but they are also rejected. And then, I think you please go over this at home. One thing I want to say is, in paragraph 80, 1, 2, 3, fourth line, but just as great misery is despair, so great support is decisive support. You may not understand if you don't have the Pali words in mind. So just as great misery is despair, I just told you to make a note of ayasa and upayasa, right? So great ayasa is upayasa. So here also great support is great support, or decisive support. Now, support, the Pali word for support is nisaya. And the Pali word for decisive support is upa nisaya. So the word upa is there, like the word like it is in the word upayasa. So ayasa is intensified by the prefix upa. And here also the word nisaya is intensified by the prefix upa. So that is what he's saying here. But if you do not have the Pali words in mind, you may not really understand what he's saying here. So this is a term for a cogent reason. It is a very strong reason. Consequently, a state that assists by being a cogent reason should be understood as a decisive support and so on. And then the variety of the decisive support, objective decisive, proximate decisive, and natural decisive. Okay, I think we have run out of time. Now, please bring these sheets when you come next week, and or if you, when you study Paticca Samuppada, please keep them handy so you can look at them.
So Michael said we'll meet next week, and then one more time.
One more time after the retreat.
December.
Yes, December 2nd Thursday of December. The first Thursday they said they are.
That's right. They
session.
Have a session.
Yeah. So
second.
Let's say two more weeks.
Right.
Yeah. In the current.
Yeah.
The current class. Mm-hmm.
Well, you want, Sarah?
Actually, they already have these all of them. I think you.
No. Michael needs one. Maybe I can keep them, and then I'll come next week. Maybe Michael will be able to make it next week.
Or would you like to give a set to Michael?
Of course.
Okay, I'll make it in order. Let's set in order here, and then.